Marge Gibson, the executive director of the Raptor Education Group of Antigo, says it's not a question of if she'll be going to the Gulf, but a question of when.
I'm thinking Monday, but it might be as early as Sunday, and a lot will depend on if the oil is ashore, where it's come ashore.
Gibson is one of just a handful of people with the necessary permits and the expertise to rescue waterfowl and other birds from oil spills. She helped lead the wildlife cleanup following Alaska's Exxon Valdez tanker spill in 1989 and the oil spill off Huntington Beach, California in 1990. Gibson says this spill could be much worse because of its potential to affect the entire Gulf Coast region and South Florida.
This area, the Gulf Coast, Key West, is really one of the prime jewels in our country in so many ways. The potential for disaster in the environment here is just huge. It's just hard to wrap your head around it.
Gibson says many migrating birds that summer in Wisconsin are being affected, and the spill could be especially harmful to our loon population.
We have about four generations of loons that are down there now before they come back to breed. They basically can't get out of the oil. They're deep diving animals. They dive through this oil. Even the fish that they eat will be affected. It's a very huge concern and a very real concern.
Marge Gibson says when she goes to the Gulf and where she'll be stationed will be determined by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, British Petroleum, and a regional bird rescue organization. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.